Senate GOP border deal leaked, migrants to get work permits, lawyers, green cards. By Neil Munro on January 12, 2024. The Senate GOP leadership's draft border deal with the White House would reward illegal migration and encourage more foreign graduates to take jobs from American graduates, says the Immigration Accountability Project. There's nothing in there that restricts immigration. In fact, it's just going to encourage more people to come, said Chris Chmielewski, president of the Immigration Accountability Project, adding. It essentially authorizes the Biden administration to continue to catch and release people into the country. It authorizes them to give them work permits to illegal migrants and authorizes them to grant parole, legal status, to everybody that they're able to funnel to a port of entry. The Republicans got played by the Democrats, he said. The Republicans went to the auto shop to get their car fixed and walked out with a broken cup holder, said Chmielewski, who posted the details in a tweet. Border deal would 1. Increase green cards by 50,000 per year. 2. Work permits for adult children of H-1B holders. 3. Immediate work permits to every illegal alien released from custody. 4. Taxpayer-funded lawyers to certain UACs and mentally incompetent aliens. 5. Expulsion authority for a limited number of days only if encounters exceed 5K/day over a 7-day period. 6. Restricts parole for those who enter without authorization between ports of entry. Chmielewski's report matches a report from CBS and comments from Senator Rand Paul, RKY. The still-secret draft deal is a sellout. It's going to continue to allow illegal immigration, Paul told Fox News on January 9. It's saying, oh, we'll let 5,000 people come illegally a day. And then after that, we might try to stop the next 5,000 that day, he said, adding, it's completely a sellout. Democrats had won support from GOP leader Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, by threatening to cut off money for Ukraine's war against Russia, Paul said. People like Senator Mitch McConnell care more about Ukraine than anything else, more than the border, more than anything else. He wants to send $60 billion of your money to Ukraine. On this issue, he is more aligned with Biden. McConnell is much more closely aligned with President Joe Biden than he is with the Republican Party. The deal is being championed by Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, who suggested on January 10 that the bill would be popular because it would curb the asylum migration portion of the huge inflow. I'm a part of the working group. I've seen progress, we cannot miss this opportunity. The stakes are too high, you don't even need political courage to do the right thing here because the good policy of border security is also good politics for the overwhelming majority of senators that need to vote for this bill. I think we'll probably have 25 or 30 members in this body that won't vote for it. Some will be because it didn't go too far. The others will be saying, it didn't go far enough. But we need about 70 votes coming out of this chamber to create the momentum to get it done in the House. And I'm going to be one of those 70 votes. Tillis did not mention the administration's effort to expand the parole inflow or the H-1B expansion. But he did say, I'm also somebody who thinks we should probably legally immigrate. Each year, another 250,000, half a million more, workers, than we do already. The draft deal is bad for Americans and for the GOP. Chmielewski responded. The deal expands the narrow parole loophole that Biden is improperly using to reshape the nation's labor market by importing roughly 1 million parole migrants per year, said Chmielewski. Current law allows an annual inflow of roughly 1 million non-parole legal immigrants and several hundred thousand temporary visa workers. Also, Biden's massive use of the parole loophole is being challenged in court by state attorneys general. So any final deal would likely override the 1996 limit that narrows the parole access to only a small number of people each year. The deal also would provide work permits to every illegal once they are released from custody, he noted. That giveaway would increase competition for jobs nationwide, thus driving down Americans' wages. Those deals' work permit terms may also override the current laws that require all migrants to be detained until their asylum cases are judged. Biden's deputies are ignoring those laws, and instead spend billions of dollars to get migrants into U.S. jobs, not detention centers. Related, TX Border Sheriff, border isn't secure. Feds do not have control in a lot of places. The flood of cheap labor would also minimize corporate investment in wealth-generating automation and so reduce average productivity nationwide. The flood would also be absorbed by employers in high-wage coastal cities, minimizing job creation in the heartland states. The deal also would have Americans pay lawyers to help more illegal migrant youths grab shares of the American citizenship birthright. The giveaway would likely help the cartel-allied labor traffickers recruit many more poor foreign youths to work dangerous jobs in the United States. The claimed deal also expands the migration incentive for lower-wage Indian graduates to take Fortune 500 white-collar jobs from U.S. graduates via the H-1B visa worker program. The extra incentive is the award of work permits to their adult children, so allowing the adult children to stay in the United States where they can compete for jobs and housing that would otherwise go to young American graduates. This population of adult children is huge because roughly 400,000 competing Indians have competitively jammed themselves into multi-year waiting lines for green cards. The Indians are the largest national group in the various visa worker programs. The programs allow the Fortune 500 and their subsidiaries to keep a workforce of roughly 2 million foreign contract workers in professional class jobs around the nation. The foreign managers in the imported workforce quietly sell jobs to people in their ethnic networks by first excluding many Americans from a wide variety of professional careers. The non-immigrant workforce also allows C-suite executives to shrivel the workplace status of U.S. professionals, including journalists and their children, and to corral technology innovation. The leak says the deal will also award an extra 50,000 green cards. Those cards will likely be used to help recruit more foreign graduates for the Fortune 500's workforce, said Chmielinski. Those extra green cards would be a valuable recruiting tool for Fortune 500 managers because they can be converted into the huge, government-granted workplace bonus of citizenship. Advocates for the bill say it will help the federal government stop surges at the border. But Chmielinski scoffed at the draft's expedited removal clause, saying, "That's ridiculous. You have to have 7 consecutive days of more than 5,000 migrant encounters for the curbs to begin. Well, the cartels can have 10,000 enter on day 1, 10,000 enter on day 2, 10,000 enter on day 3, 10,000 enter on day 4. 10,000, enter on day 5. 10,000, enter on day 6, 4,999. Enter on day 7, so then, oh, the clock resets. You saw what happened when House Speaker Mike Johnson went with his caravan of Republicans down to the border, on January 3. The cartels just stopped sending people into Eagle Pass for that one day, so there wasn't total mass chaos along the border for the day the Republicans were there. Supporters of the bill may try to repeat the Senate strategy used to pass the 2013 Gang of Eight Amnesty and Cheap Labor Bill. The bill was rushed through the Senate after a surprise unvetted border security amendment was announced at the last moment to bulldoze growing criticism of the bill's amnesty and economic impact. The bill died in the House when the GOP's leadership realized it was intensely unpopular with the party's voters. In the subsequent 2014 election, the GOP won 5 extra seats in the Senate and the largest GOP majority in Congress since 1929. But if the GOP does endorse the 2024 migration giveaway, it also gives away the migration issue in the 2024 election, Chmielinski said. Biden is getting pounded on, and Democrats are getting pounded on, their mishandling of the border. But here Republicans are basically giving them a hall pass in the run-up to the November election, he said. Related, thousands of migrants processed in one U.S. border town in one night. They're basically taking ownership of the border issue in an election year. How does that help their electoral chances at all? He added. The Biden-supported migrant inflow is so unpopular that half of the public, and a supermajority of Republicans, describe it as an invasion that burdens and threatens Americans and their society. Currently, Senator James Lankford, ROK, is the leading GOP advocate for the giveaway deal that would divert coastal investment away from his state. However, his support for the deal is modest, judging by his words in a January 10 speech on the Senate floor. "I understand we have differences of opinion," So I encourage us as a body to keep negotiating. We won't solve everything, we never do. But we need to solve as much as we can do a hard thing. That's our job. I yield the floor. In 2014, Senator Marco Rubio was recruited to be the leading advocate for the Gang of Eight amnesty. He subsequently withdrew his support and was successfully re-elected. Rubio recently authored a book condemning cheap labor migration. This country has prioritized the importation of cheap labor, including legal cheap labor, he said in his book. Titled, Decades of Decadence, How Our Spoiled Elites Blew America's Inheritance of Liberty, Security, and Prosperity. Extraction Migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has relied on extraction migration to grow the economy after allowing investors to move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The economic policy has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced native-born Americans' productivity and political clout, reduced high-tech innovation, and allowed government officials to ignore the rising death rate of poor Americans. The policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The colonialism-like policy has also killed many thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded Jungle Trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.